to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for September 17th, 2023, the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, by the Reverend Stacy Salas.
Now, when I was probably a teenager, and my father was an Episcopal priest, so he and I would have lots of conversations about Scripture. This one was always a troubling one to me because I'm not very good at counting. I lose my place. I'm a knitter, and I hate casting on stitches because I have to count it at least three times or more to make sure I got the number right. And maybe this is a good thing. I probably would lose my place in forgiving an individual seven times. I wouldn't remember if I forgave them five times or eight times. Okay? So the 77 really doesn't matter. This is about forgiving. But it's not about forgiving so much somebody who has hurt you. Now, I do want to say that forgiving somebody, even if it's 77 times, does not mean you stick around for any abuse. We don't take abuse. We walk away and forgive them in our heart, do our best anyway. It's tough work. But if we look at the story that Jesus gives us today, this is a story about forgiving debt. And what do we mean by being indebted to someone? Because this, we know Jesus, this isn't about money, right? It's not like being in debt with a credit card where we just make our monthly payments until it's paid off. The slaves in Jesus' day, many of them were what we call indentured servants. They had a debt to pay for whatever reason, and so they were slaves to somebody until that debt was paid off. And the debt was so deep that it extended to the family. We hear about, you know, the guy, the master saying, if you can't pay this, I'm going to sell your wife and your kids and all of your possessions. You will have nothing. The debt is that huge. But he has forgiven that debt. And I want to read to you the definition of the verb privilege. Because my understanding of the forgiveness of the debt is now this person has just become privileged. To grant a privilege is to exempt someone from a liability or an obligation to which others are subject. Now we can already see in this story that Jesus tells us there's a hierarchy, isn't there? Because even this man, who is a slave to the master, has slaves underneath him. Interesting system. Not like the American system of slavery. Keep that in mind. This is a hierarchical system of debt. Does this person who's been forgiven and privileged really understand what he's been given? Because when he comes across somebody who owes him money, he asks for it. Now, in my opinion, this man is an opportunist. Because if his debt is forgiven and he doesn't have to pay anything back, but he gets the debt paid owed to him by this other slave, he's just made a profit. So now he's a privileged opportunist. Oh my. Oh my. Take note of the fellow slaves who saw injustice being done and had the courage to speak out against the injustice. For that slave too, his debt involved his whole family. Now we know when Jesus gives us these parables, he is talking about a relationship with God and each other. And all of us are indebted to God. We live on a beautiful planet that, if left to itself, everything would harmonize and continue to keep going. And actually, in my opinion, because of what we do to the planet, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Not great for us. But everything belongs to God. But what about our role in this story? We are a privileged people. Many of us probably can trace our ancestry to people who came to this country for better things. Whatever age, we come to this country for better things, a better life. We've been, in a sense, forgiven our past, or forgiven the past that others have oppressed us with, in order to come here and live a decent life. And yet, there are many of those same privileged people who stand against or who refuse to understand the position of other people who ask for the same thing. Just like the second slave who is asking for the same thing as the first slave. Forgive me my debt. Allow me to be a part of this community. There's other ways in our society in which we do not honor our indebtedness. The argument many times with regards to reparation to our African American brothers and sisters, whose, you know, cities were built on the backs, agriculture, whatnot. And yes, it's a hard argument, I don't deny it. And yet at the same time that we argue about whether there should be reparation because this, maybe we shouldn't do it, we have another group of people trying to do away with affirmative action. It's a contradiction. We are indebted to Christ for his death on the cross. And I think all of us can say, it's the formula, he died for our sins. Now, what are sins? I'm just gonna say, to me, sin is, if God is our target to be in relationship with God as we know it through Jesus Christ, and we veer off that path, well, then we've just sinned. All of us do it, right? And then all of us come back to God and say, forgive me, that was wrong of me to do. All of us, every single human being is indebted to God whether they know who God is or not. We know who God is through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And what Christ is asking us to do in this reading today is to be able to understand our own indebtedness and how it was forgiven, and to extend that to other people, especially as they go through many of the same things that we've gone through or our families have gone through. As Paul says in his letter, everyone is accountable to God. How do we measure our own place in this story? This is a good time in this nation to take a look at, where do we donate our money? Where do we spend our free time? Where does our vote lie? How are we engaged with other people who are not like me in some ways, but like me because they're human and experience all the same joys and sadness and tribulations and accomplishments that we do? This is not a story about an individual like me forgiving another individual so much as it is about the indebtedness that I have because of what God has given me and what I need to share with other humans. I didn't notice at 8 o'clock, but I love your sign above your exit. This is who we are. If Jesus was here today reading this, he'd probably say slaves' entrance rather than servants' entrance. Because that's who we're obligated to, right? May God be with you as you discern in your own life the ways that God has privileged you with a freedom from debt, and how you can share that freedom with other people. Amen.